Thank you for listening to the Catch a Fire London podcast. For more information about CTF London, visit us on ctfl.life.
So, this morning, can everyone say hi to Jess? Oh, Jess is, oh, she's so precious. You know, I had a dream about her being born the week before Abby and Tom told us that they were pregnant. And I saw Tom in the dream with Jess being 6 months old, having to do all the nappies. And guess what? Tom does most of the nappies. Well, she did, he did. Anyway, Jess is up here because she's very precious to me, and she came up to me today, and she said, Shosho. And whenever she says Shosho, which is Swahili for grandma, she says, Shosho, can you give me some money? Now, when she first, her first words she ever said to her Bubba Stew was she held her hand out and she said, money, Bubba Stew. So this girl is onto something, but she is so adorable. And that next week, she's doing something very special. She knows how much her Shosho loves the sea and loves snorkeling. And I said to her, would you come up and tell everyone what you're doing? But she's a bit shy for that. She's going to be litter picking to raise money to clear up the seas and the environment. And she knows how much Shosho loves the sea. And so I'm going to ask each of you, would you sponsor our Jess and get behind her to help clear up the environment? Because you know what? This isn't about a little girl doing something for the environment. She's walking in her prophetic destiny now. And I believe that she's going to be a mouthpiece in government and talk about the environment and campaign and even work with royalty to see the world be cleared up. How about that? Would that be amazing? So, my beautiful little one, what do you want to ask people?
Please sponsor me.
Wow. And all God's people say, amen. Amen. So we're expecting lots of money, aren't we, for you to go and litter pick so you can help prevent turtles choking the sea so that lots of wildlife can grow in the bottom of the seas. And you're being a really big girl going up and helping the environment, aren't you? Do you know I love you? Lots. I'm so proud of you. Can you give her a cheer? So afterwards, if you can you get down from there, lovey? If you can come up to Jess, she has to write your name on the paper. So we're going to have Abby and Jess at the door, and we'd really love you to come up and give her some money and just write down, she'll write down your name and how much you've given. Is that all right? You know, it's really interesting because at the start of what I was going to talk about, well, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about, let's be fair, but one of the things, it's so hilarious, is all about releasing the river. But, you know, if we don't set up our young ones now in their prophetic destiny, we've got a huge problem. And I think it's really incredible. Releasing the river is all about the river of God flowing, and we want to clear up our river. That basically means the junk you have in your river has got to be cleared up. And it's Pentecost Sunday. Someone say, hi, Holy Spirit.
Hi, Holy Spirit.
And it's Pentecost Sunday, and Holy Spirit wants us so full and charged. And I felt the word of the Lord this morning say, you will never grow a house of revivalists unless you are a revivalist. You will never grow the next generation of revivalists unless you input into them and release them at the age of 4 and 5 years old. Now, Jess loves worship. And that's not because she's dragged into worship, it's because from an early age she's been in an atmosphere of worship. And it's the same for the next generation, the now generation coming up. I don't want John and Carol to go to heaven in however many years' time and think what they won and sacrificed for the anointing has been wasted. I want to live in what they secured for us and what they spent time. Catherine Coleman, you know, John Arnott, John and Carol, John traveled and caught, was Catherine Coleman's catcher for years. And Stu's like, okay, there we go. All those thousands of people I caught year after year at River Camp and all the conferences, you know, I'm having it. I'm learning what John's saying. Come on, baby, take it again. Take it again. We're learning now what it's like, but don't let it be wasted. So just tell your friend this morning, we're not going to waste the anointing. Some of you are sat in the room this morning because you You feel like you should be in a service on a Sunday. Some of you are sat in here because it's just something you feel you have to do. You have to come to church to tick the box. Well, I've got news for you this morning. This morning's not a sit here, listen to what I say and go home. I'm going to make you incredibly uncomfortable. Oh, did I just say that? I sounded really harsh, but fair. So it's going to be an incredibly challenging morning, I feel. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Tonight I'm going to speak the same message, but I know it's going to be slightly different. It always is. But I really feel... After the last couple of weeks, I was stood in worship and I felt the Lord speak, and he just said, Chloe, you've got to get out of the impartation, high-flying moments, and then shifting back to normal gear. And I felt him say that there's going to be a season where we cannot go out of sixth gear. We can't go back. That this next season is simply going to be that nothing is going to compare to his presence. And I felt, and this isn't... I felt this morning, even when we were saying we can't get enough of his presence, I felt there were some people in the room that were just singing it because they had to sing it. And my heart goes out to you, and I want to encourage you to ask him to stir you up for hunger. This week, all week, we've had our Leaders Week away up in Norfolk, and it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal because we talk about who God is, but it's not just, we gossip about him. We gossip about the miracles, we gossip about where Jesus has brought us, we gossip about the river, we talk about Jesus. And I don't want to be distracted away from the point of why we gather. We haven't gathered to make nice church. We've gathered to raise and become revivalists that set this nation alight for Jesus. And I don't want to be in a place where I come to church and just have church. God bless church. But you're called to be a revivalist in your church and your family. Church is basically where two or three gather and declare and agree with the name of Jesus and love Jesus. Someone say Jesus.
Jesus.
So why don't you just jump up on your feet this morning before I start going for it? Because I kind of already have, but I don't really know what I'm doing. And hallelujah, amen. Woo! Let's see where we go. But come on, just raise your hands to Jesus this morning. Father, I thank you that today is a celebration of the Holy Spirit. But I thank you we're not a church that just acknowledges you today, Holy Spirit. I thank you we're a church that absolutely loves and cherishes your presence. And Holy Spirit, I ask for a crashing in this morning. I thank you for impartation these last few weeks, God. But I ask for an upgrade of where we've been. I ask for an upgrade for where we're going. I ask for an upgrade, God, in your presence. I ask for an upgrade, God, at nighttime in our night watch and our dreams. In our visions and our celebrating who you are in our testimonies, Jesus. And I declare that no man will stop the kingdom of God. I declare you're coming to rule, you're coming to reign. And Father, I ask for a hunger to develop this morning, God. I ask for revivalists to be raised up this morning, God. For next generation revivalists, Holy Spirit, would you crush in? Would you release the river? And I declare in Ezekiel 47 this morning, let the rapids of the river flow from the throne room in this place. I thank you, God, that we're going out of our depth in your love. I thank you we're not ankle deep. I thank you we're not knee deep. I thank you we're not hip deep or waist deep. But God, I choose to dive in because nothing is going to make me sit on a cold, wet bank, God. 2 weeks of impartation have been and gone, but my God, I want more. My God, I want more of you. And Holy Spirit, I choose today on Pentecost Sunday to honor you, to honor the anointing, to honor the anointing on Catherine Kuhlman, on John and Carol, on every impartation we've ever had, everything they've sacrificed for us, everything they want for us, everything that they've said no to so that we can stand in the yes. God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, and I choose today to agree and say that I will not, no matter whatever happens, go out of sixth gear. In fact, God, would you give me ninth gear? Holy Spirit, would you upgrade us to a supernatural level of speed in our everyday life, in our prayer life, in the prophetic, in healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, God. And I declare that the glory of the latter will be greater than the former, and God will give us your peace, God, and that in this land of the living, the honey will flow, Father. And Holy Spirit, I tell you this morning that I just want you. I want you more than I've ever wanted you before. I want your presence. I love your presence, and I will not stop. I will not cease. I will always pray. Holy Spirit, be more real to me. Holy Spirit, you are the one that I want. You're the one that I want because of Jesus. You're the one that I want because of your presence. You're the one that I want because of what you've not ceasing. And I declare again, the glory of the latter will be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And I declare in this place and prophesy, catch a fire, London. Oh, wells open up in this place. Oh, wells open up in this place. Oh, wells open up in this place. We're ready. Holy Spirit, uncap the wells. Uncap the wells. Uncap the wells. Uncap the wells. We take authority over every block and we charge the river to flow in this place. We charge the river to flow. We charge the river to flow. And we take our swords and we declare the glory of the risen Lord in this place. We declare the glory of the risen Lord is upon us. We declare the hunger of the God of all gods to stir up within our hearts. And I prophesy in this place that we will never, ever, ever take the name of the Lord for granted. We will never, ever, ever, with all our strength, grieve you, Holy Spirit. Keep us in line to untap the wells, uncap the wells, untap the wells, uncap the wells, untap the wells, uncap the wells, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I speak to this place and I say, we will never go back. We will always go forward. And I prophesy the anointing from Catherine Coleman to come through in this place, to land upon us in this place. If you, I just felt right now, rush to the front if that's you. If you feel like you're called to be a revivalist, come to the front. Don't go out of this place. Father, I declare, God, in this place tonight, that you would uncap the generational history of every individual in this place. That you would lift off the lid, lift off the lid, lift off the lid. Father, swing wide the doors, swing wide the doors, swing wide the doors. Let the Catherine Coleman anointing of knowing and moving and loving the Holy Spirit fall afresh in this place. Father, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that even during worship, people are going to be healed, people are going to be saved, people are going to be delivered, people are going to be set free. Holy Spirit, I thank you that we won't move until you say move. Holy Spirit, I say thank you that you have dug the wells. But we declare today, let the wells uncap. Let the wells uncap. Lift the dam. Lift the dam on the river, God. Lift the dam on the river. Lift the dam. Lift the dam. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. No more wilderness, God. We are longing for your presence, Holy Spirit. We are longing for your presence, Holy Spirit. We are longing for your presence, Holy Spirit. And we will not look left. We will not look right. We will live and breathe in the revival of heaven. We will live and we will breathe in a young adult move of the Holy Spirit. And Sarah Morden, we need you as a mom of the house, a revivalist mom of the house. Sarah, Sarah, it's time to rise and shine. Your time has come. Your time has come. Revival moms and dads. Revival children, revival generations, revival in London, God. Uncap the wells of revival. And I prophesy that no matter what is happening in your circumstances, God is bigger. The revivalist himself, Holy Spirit, is full of power. Come on, just start to cry out to God this morning. I'm not going to do this for you. Just start to cry out this morning. Jesus, we want what you want for us. We want what you want for us on the cross, God. We want what you want for us. We want to give you everything you want for us, God. Every bit of blood. Every bit of blood that you shed for us, Jesus. Every bit of blood. Shut up, Baba, Yakura, Baba, Baba, Shut up, Baba, Baba, yeah. Uncap the wells. I declare again, the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. I declare again that we will see the glory of the risen Lord. I declare again that the rapids of the river are being released. And I speak to this place and I speak to this nation. I say, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. You know, Wesley said, set yourself on fire so that people will come and watch you burn. He did not say the preacher set you on fire. He said, set yourself on fire so that people will watch you burn. And you need to start saying again, I take it, 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 I take it. There's a hunger that comes. There's a hunger that stirs. You know, pastorally right now, I just want to encourage you in the room, this is what hunger's about. This is what hunger is like. And when the Holy Spirit stirs us, it means that everything is for the taking. Everything, 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 everything. Come on, just cry out to him right now. Just lift your voice. Just lift your voice. Just lift your voice, whatever it looks like. Yo! Shut up, ba 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 ba. There's no room for spectators. There's room for crying out for his presence. There's no room for spectators. There's room for crying out for his presence. There's no room. Holy Spirit is your only, yo, source. It says, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, God. The Spirit of God is the only thing that's going to help you accomplish everything that you're called to accomplish. Not by might, not by power, not by persuasive words, but by a demonstration of his presence. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, for those of you that aren't sure what's happening, 2 Timothy 1, verse 1 to 7. Lay a hand on yourself and stir up the gift within you. Father, I prophesy over London right now that Catch a Fire London, generations under us, will be known as ones who breathe and live with the Holy Spirit, will be known and be famous as raising the dead, casting out demons. People will come here because they know that we know the presence of God. They'll want what we've got. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would stir us again to life. Stir us again to more of you. Stir us again. Awake us in the night with your dreams, with your visions, with your impartations. And I declare in Jesus' name, God, that I will continue to stir up the Spirit within me and set myself on fire, and people will watch me burn, because I want to burn for you, Jesus. I'm not going to settle for second best, Jesus. I'm not going to ever cease. I'm going to look towards you to win the prize, not looking left and not looking right, because I'm going to burn. How? I'm going to burn. I'm going to burn. I don't want good worship leaders. I want bamboozled Holy Spirit worship leaders who love the river. I don't want good prophets. I want prophets that are so immersed in the presence that they literally hear. They hear, they hear, they hear, and they release. I don't want good people in ministry team. I want people who love the river. It's Pentecost Sunday, and Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to you. We're so grateful to you. But we ask you to come again. We ask you to come again. We ask you to stir us. Some of you, even now, I saw death, spirit of death leaving. I felt some of you have had, like, ungodly thoughts and stuff has been happening. Well, the Holy Spirit is your answer. The Spirit of God himself is your answer. He's your answer. Ho! My heart burned for you, Jesus. Let my heart burn for you, Jesus. Let my heart burn for you, Jesus. Some of you even now are in an Ezekiel 47 moment. I felt the people that are kneeling down. I saw the rapids of the river going over you, and I felt the Lord say, every single area of your life where you thought has been dead, he's now putting sinews and muscles on those things. You're immersed in the river, and I heard the Lord say, prophesy. Prophesy to these bones. Prophesy the muscles come back. Prophesy the sinews come back. Prophesy the flesh. So come on, church. Start to prophesy. Prophesy flesh. Prophesy dreams, prophesy visions, start to declare a thing in this place. Come on, come on, it's Kia Baba Shara Baba 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 Kia Malaya Shuna. Start to prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty, there is freedom. And you know, when he stirs us up by his presence, some people cry, some people shout, some people are silent. But there's a hunger that he's asking for this morning. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. You know, you're going to be caught up in the glory story of heaven. Some of you are going to be literally, you're going to feel yourselves going up and seeing things in heaven. Revelation, where it talks about the throne room encounters. I really feel that the God is releasing a seer's anointing in this place for the final, for the end times. We're going to be seeing more clearly. We're going to be feeling more clearly. We're going to be adoring more dearly. We're going to be on our knees crying out for more. I'm not satisfied. If I let the encounter in Toronto sustain me for the next year, I'm missing the point. I'm missing the point. I'm missing the point. If I only ask for an encounter when I'm preaching, that's called abuse. It's abusing my rights. If I only look like I was worshiping, if I was a worship leader on the platform, and I don't cry out for more in the secret place, then Houston, you've got a problem. Oh, he's looking, he's watching, he's crying out. for us to be so filled with his power and his presence. I don't want to go back to normal preaching, Jesus. What is normal preaching anyway? What is normal preaching? God, I want to be a revivalist that brings life and revelation and always ends in encounter. I want your people to be so encountered by your presence that they can't wait to get to their prayer room or their secret place. Holy Spirit, I ask today that you would satisfy the hunger in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. Tom and Abby, win it for Jess and Grace. But not just win it for Jess and Grace, multiply it. If we're just going to replicate, we're going to miss the DNA. We need to multiply. Multiplying who we are is different to replicating. Replicating is making people like us. Multiplying is increasing who we are in the DNA of who we are into someone else. Father, I ask that you would raise sons and daughters in the kingdom who want to multiply. Who want to multiply. Who want to multiply their gifting and their talent. Multiply burners. If you multiply people who are going to burn, they'll never not burn. If you replicate, then they'll go like cold coals and have to come to a Sunday meeting to be reset on fire. Coals next to coals is what the corporate's about. But you don't want to have to come to a Sunday meeting to be reset on fire. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Kiara mama mama shara ba 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 ye. Kura ba 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 ye.
Let the fire burn, 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 burn.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Let the fire burn, bright, 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 bright. Let the fire burn, bright.
Come, Holy Spirit. Someone needs to say, I'll take it all. Someone needs to tell the Father in this place that what Jesus won for us on the cross isn't going to go to waste by sending the Holy Spirit so that we could be having life and live life to the fullest. Come, Holy Spirit. I want to burn. I want to burn. I want to burn. I want to burn, Jesus, burn. I want to burn. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm going to encourage you, if you're on your seats and you don't feel like you're burning, just come to the front and kneel. If you don't know what's going on, just come to the front and kneel. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet. They burned in love to God and zeal for his glory. Father, we just cry out to you for your glory this morning. We cry out to you for more. We cry out to you that we will burn in love and zeal for Jesus. Woo!
Your glory.
We cry out to you, God, that goes down in history as burning for the kingdom. We cry out to you, Holy Spirit, that you would empower us, that you would deliver us, that you would save us and set us on fire. today.
Church of love exists.
sister was diagnosed with cancer. We didn't change our faith. We didn't stop what we were doing. The first thing we did was fall on our faces in our prayer room and worshipped our socks off. Why? Because I'm not having anything stand between me and revival. I'm not having anything stand between me and the glory of the Savior, the glory of the Lord. And some of you in this place aren't in the mood for revival. Well, I've got news for you. When you most need it, you need to cry out for Him so that you see Him. When you most need it, this is the time. But not for the first time. You need it now, but it's going to be a familiar feeling to you. Don't start when things go wrong. Bounce off of when things have been where you've won and what you've done in the secret place in that moment of need so that you feel Him, so that you know what He feels like. Come, Holy Spirit. As they were crying out, holy, the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out. Church, we have an ability to shake the posts with our voices. Can someone say amen? We have the ability. Our sound of worship, Matt and Kate, have the potential to shake rooms, shake houses, shake foundations, shake nations, uncap wells and release the river. There are no limits, there are no boundaries. If you believe, when we join with heaven to declare He's holy, that He'll come and He'll crash it, open your mouth and I will fill it, says the Lord God. Let Him fan the flame. Let Him fan the flame. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I heard a cry of holy rebounding off the walls of heaven. Imagine worshipping in your home, ushering in the presence of God. Joining with the fiery ones to cry holy, who never stop crying holy, who never stop looking at Holy One, who never stop ceasing to cry holy, who always worship holy, who always cry out holy, who always abandon themselves and cry holy. God, let me be a one that abandons myself to cry holy. Let me always cry holy. For the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Reviving lives. Reviving lives. Reviving lives. It's time to reignite.
Bye. Of ministry to the Lord, they cried out to him. That's why worship can never be a thing that you do, but it's something you live. Because if you do worship, you miss the point in worship. Worship is unto glorification and exaltation of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you join in true worship with heaven. When you do worship, you're not joining with heaven, because the angels saw him for who he is and cried out, "Holy." That's why worship can never be an action in terms of just doing something because you've already done it and always done it like that. Worship is something that you live and breathe. You move because of worshiping him. You speak because you worship him. You're joining with heaven because you're worshiping him. You're literally getting caught up with everything that is happening in heaven. And then, also I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Whom shall I send?" This passage always gets me. The fact he had to say, "Whom shall I send?" gets me in the core. Whom shall I send? That means that some people won't go. That means some people don't want to be all 100% in. That means some people want to live a comfortable life. That means some people don't want to sacrifice. Whom can I send? Who will go for us? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then I said, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." In that moment of saying, "Here I am," comes the appointment, comes the stretching, comes the extension of the area and the land that you're living and the authority that comes with it as you say, "I'll go." I've been waking up in the morning declaring, "I'm stretchy, I'm stretchy, I'm stretchy." I'm like, what in the world is that? There's a season of stretching coming. I believe that our minds are going to be seeing things that we can't comprehend. We're being stretched to dare to believe believe he's who he says he is. Someone say amen. Okay. Why don't you say it like you mean it? Just because worship stopped, we still need to be in that place. When we're being stretched in the kingdom, I'm not saying tested, I'm saying we're being stretched. I believe this season we're going to see supernatural signs and wonders that people are going to question, but God says it's me. We were driving to the beach on Friday, and I was chatting, I had my Costa cup on my lap. We were just talking about whether we could afford something. I had my Costa cup there, there was nothing else on my lap. And I looked down, we don't have cash. I looked down and a £5 note appeared on my lap. Just there, as I questioned, can we afford it? And we were talking to the Lord in the car. £5 may not mean anything to you, but my God, when you sow that into the kingdom and you believe that was from him, we don't do cash. I'm not being funny. Those of you that are in debt or have no money, you need to believe in the supernatural. We had someone in the beginning of church when we were declaring about finances appearing, felt uncomfortable in her boot, took her shoe off, and she had a wadge of cash that amounted to £100 in her shoe. Some of you, I can sense unbelief in the room. Well, it's true. Steve Mark witnessed it. We're coming into a season where when we are abandoned in true worship, it makes everything possible. When we're burning for him, of course we're not going to question when £5 turns up. That's my God. Right there, right then. And if we choose to burn, and if we choose to set ourselves on fire every morning, other people will absolutely want to be part of what you've got. If you don't set yourself on fire, people won't want to follow you. If you're a burning one, they'll want what you've got. So just put a hand on someone near you this morning and just pray for them. I'm going to say three scriptures in a moment. That didn't go according to plan, but that's great. Woo! Anyone else a bit hot? Why don't you say something? Why don't you declare over them? You know, your body is a temple, it's a house. So when I prophesy this, I'm not just thinking of the house of God. I'm thinking of my house, my physical house, my church house. So why don't we declare this? Here we go. Speak this over after me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. Saith the Lord of hosts, and you shall have peace. And mercy will chase you down all the days of your life. And I challenge you this morning to set yourself on fire so that people come and watch you burn. And when you burn, you'll multiply the fire. When you worship, you'll multiply worshippers. And in the name of Jesus, I speak to Catch a Fire London. And I declare, open up, O wells. Open up, O wells. Woo! Open up, O wells. Come on.
Woo! Open up, you wells. 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 For the kingdom glory comes. Open up, you wells. Open up, you wells. Open up, you wells. Open up, you wells. Open up, you wells.
Father, I ask this morning for an impartation. An impartation that remains for eternity.
are burning for you. We'll have it, Alistair. Freely I've received this morning. You know, I want to encourage you. I didn't say this in the morning. It's because I've not done the morning since Toronto. Stu has. When I was imparted to by Claudio Friedson in Toronto, I had an encounter that lasts for 3.5 hours. When he laid his hand on my head, I felt a bolt of electricity go right the way through me, and the Lord said, Habakkuk, Habakkuk, where it talks about lightning bolts come from his hand. My body started vibrating, my teeth started shattering, and I could hear trumpets. And I felt the Lord say, there's no turning back. Even if the people don't come with you, there's no turning back. But thankfully, the people are coming with us. But you need to know, as leaders and potential leaders, if people don't come with you, that is not a reason to change who you are. If people don't come with you, look for other burning ones. Encourage them on the journey with you, but they have a choice. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord as a burning, fiery one in the kingdom until the day I die and see him face to face. And sometimes I go home disillusioned from conferences and events and leaders training and church, sometimes. But I sit in my prayer room and I'm like, 2 Timothy, if I'm on my own and no one else is with me, no one else is watching, I stir up the gift within me and I keep the fire tended to. I choose you again, Holy Spirit. Because at the end of the day, when I go where you go and I say what you say, when I do what you do, when I yield to you, that's all I want to do, is make sure I've been obedient. So that when I see Jesus, he says, good and faithful one. You didn't look left, you didn't look right. You didn't dial the fire down because of shame. You didn't try and squash me, but instead you yelled, burn brighter. Because when we burn brighter and burn longer and burn brighter and burn longer, you're going to multiply the fire and everything around you will catch light, including your families. So just, we're going to do some ministry right now. So I'm going to encourage you just to come to the front. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but Abby, can you come up on the platform and Stu? And Steve, are you here, love? I know you're officially on holiday, but pop on up for a moment. Just come up onto the platform. I felt that we've had a lot of impartation. Who is here? Who's been here the last couple of weeks, either last week or the week before? I need you to know, this is what we talk about with the Holy Spirit. My husband, I have been praying for this. He has always been on fire. But something happened with him that I've been praying for 15 years of an upgrade. He didn't just catch the fire. We had a near slight disagreement about something really trivial the other day, and he looked at me. This is how I know he's got it and living it. Impartation isn't for a knees up. Impartation is for a lifestyle living. And he looked at me and he said, Chloe, I won't allow you to fire my fire. How precious that is. He is to him now. And we've talked forever about not grieving the Holy Spirit, but my God, we're like this. We ain't moving. We've sold our lives for this, for him, to champion revival in England, to champion revivalists, to breed new generations that are going to live in what John and Carol, Catherine Coleman, Stu and I have won until they see Jesus face to face. I don't want anything else. And some people feel uncomfortable. But when you've seen him, you want him. And we're not dialing down here. I'm going to ask the guys to prophesy. I'm going to ask Abby to prophesy and Steve and Stu. But I'm going to start. Just raise your hands to heaven right now. I had loads of scriptures. If you want them, maybe I'll do a mini preach on a video this week about it. But basically it says in Matthew 3, not only have I baptized you with water, but also fire. Someone say fire. And so Holy Spirit, we ask today
that you would come like you promised. This is going to look different to last week, okay? Don't ever try and replicate what's already happened. Let Holy Spirit do what he wants to do. And I felt this morning his say was going to be a release of impartation from the front, but you guys need to set yourselves on fire so that people watch you burn. Stir up the gift within you. So Father, freely I've received, freely I give. Father, I go back into that moment of impartation from Claudio Friesen, from Claudio. And Father, I ask that you'd untap the boldness and the surety that I received in that moment, that you will always come. Someone say, I'll take it. Come on, someone take it again. Father, I ask you to release an impartation of steadfastness. God, that your kingdom will come in whatever we turn our hearts and our minds to. The assurance that the fire of God dwells within me, and that whenever I speak, I will bring life. Whenever I speak, Holy Spirit will come. Whenever I speak, whatever I do, God, that I choose to honor you as much as I can in my own strength, no, but in your strength, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. So just cry out to the Holy Spirit for you in these moments and ask for more. Ask for more, church. Come on. Some of you can't be bothered, but I charge you. Ask for more. More, Lord. More of you. More hunger. More devotion. A worship lifestyle, you know. Yeah. When I was soaking with Heidi in Toronto, and she looked across at me as we were praying before her session, and she's like, Chloe, we go from worship to worship to worship to worship to worship. We don't turn off worship. And there's an anointing of undevoted worshippers that needs to be uncapped at a new level. Some of you think that you can't worship in your home on a Monday like you do on a Sunday. It's rubbish. Ask him to come and see what happens. Ask him to stir you up so you can stir your kids up. So come on, just release an impartation.
Father, in Jesus' name right now, God, we lift our hands to heaven. Just lift your hands to him. And Father, right now we call forth an awakening of worship in this house today. In Jesus' name, Father, we declare, God, the worshippers of spirit and in truth be unlocked right now in this moment. In Jesus' name, everything that's been suppressed, everything that's been oppressed, everything where you've been shut down in your voice, right now we call it forth in Jesus' name. God, we declare that, God, there will be an unlocking of the sound of worship, God, that will break through the walls of the church, Father, and reach into the nation. God, we declare that there will be a release of the fire of God through worship in the United Kingdom, Father, that will see souls saved, that will see the sick healed, that will see the oppressed set free, the delivered, Father, deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Father, right now, release the true worshippers. To every heart in this place, we bind every false mindset. We release unlimited worship.
And that is not just for you, it's for your family, it's for healings, it's for signs, it's for wonders. You know what? Before all of those things, I worship. I join with heaven and I worship. I worship. I worship. It's for the broken, it's for the hungry, it's for the desperate, it's for the ones that don't feel part of family. It's for the sake of love that we worship. Let it be, God. So why don't you right now say, I take everything Steve released. Come on. Okay, you're more passionate about singing than you are taking the impartation. Go on, say it again.
I'll take it.
Of the prophetic. I declare that you are a light in the world. There is a space in the atmosphere that your prophetic words are meant to occupy. There are things that have not yet been set in motion because you are meant to prophesy them. You are meant to speak them out. There are words in heaven. There are plans of heaven that are yours to speak out. And I just saw right now there's a space that you are meant to occupy. And so I release an impartation of the prophetic in you, that the prophetic would arise, the prophetic would arise. I declare that the eyes of your heart would see as clearly as the eyes in the natural, that the eyes of your heart would see into the heavenly realm, that you have the answer. I declare to you that you have the answer that the world needs, and that your eyes will see the answer, your eyes will see the solution to people's problems. There's a space that you are meant to occupy. And in this nation, there is a freedom of speech that we haven't entered into yet. There's a freedom to speak. There's a freedom to prophesy. People want to hear what you have to say. And I break off the lie that you are silent. I break off the lie that you cannot speak truth, that you cannot speak life, that you cannot speak of your faith and the answer that you have. And I declare today that all muteness in the spirit would be bound, and that you would have freedom to speak. I prophesy freedom to prophesy today, freedom to prophesy. The world wants to hear what you have to say. And someone's going to take that space that's being created. There is space in the atmosphere to speak out and speak things into being. It's yours to occupy. So I charge you to occupy the space in the prophetic that you were destined for. To occupy that space to speak out, to prophesy. I declare over you, you can prophesy. Eagerly desire the gift. Eagerly desire the gift.
The voices be
on. Can you just put a hand on someone next to you right now? And why don't you repeat after me? Holy Spirit, today's Pentecost. Holy Spirit, we honor you, we love you, we want to take everything you're giving us, for me, for my family, for the generations after me, and I choose to be a revivalist in this land, to breathe life wherever I go, to multiply the fire and not quench the fire. So today, woo, Holy Spirit, will you be more real to me than any human being? In the mighty name of Jesus, all God's people say, go on, just give him a cheer this morning. Come on, just give him a cheer. Thank you, Lord. For you one more time, come on, church. you right now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May you know his peace this week. But may you also burn like you've never burned for him. In Jesus' name, all God's people say, amen.
In this moment for as long as you want. There's no rush to move.